Slutty GF Boss by Ashish Mani. The couple were traveling in a monsoon, wet Mumbai evening on a motorbike. She was holding an umbrella carefully above both of them as they negotiated Mumbai's traffic, the wet wind and the rain whipping their clothes and faces, making her nipples stand hard against her bra, and the naughty GF snaked her hand out on top of his pants and suddenly squeezed his balls. He said, "Ouch, what are you doing, you bitch? You want me to have a traffic accident and kill both of us?" She said in a very contrite little girl voice, "Sorry, Master. I was just trying to remind you, slutty slave girl is sitting just behind you." In real life, she was his boss and he was a subordinate. But in fantasy life, he was a master. She was his pin slutty, girl-friendly slave girl. She tenderly squeezed his balls. He said, "The moment we reach home, they should live together. The moment we reach home, I'm going to turn you across my knees and spank you hard for this transgression, little girl." "Yet, daddy, yet. Your pain slut is eagerly waiting to be spanked. Spank your slut, spank your slut. Shut up, little girl, and let me concentrate." Actually, he had been several pay grades below her when they started dating on a BDSM secret munch group. And then they realized they worked in the same office. And after many spankings, she got her boss and the boss's boss to give her the freedom to create her own team. And she selected this boy out of the blue from several pay grades below her and made him her team leader. And now that they were officially engaged, the other flirts and wannabe girlfriends kept their lavacious hands and pussies off him. They knew that this dominant rising star in the corporate firmament had got a claws into this macho young stud, and they were scared of Miss Rita's hot temper and angry tongue and tongue lashings, and so they kept off him. All the way back, she kept on squeezing him. But at the same time, she was a very jealous girlfriend and a needy slut, and she wanted to put him into chastity because she wanted to be his sole keyholder, but she didn't know how to put it to him. In the meantime, he was spending pre-cum inside his underwear as a carcinogenic toxic prosthetic fluid copiously flowed out of him in surrender during the orgasm as her tender fingers ministrated to his balls, and he rode his motorcycle very carefully and cautiously over the wet roads, slick with rain, and she pressed home her proprietary but tender grip on a masterful boyfriend, Balls. On a wet monsoon evening, and the wind and the rain whipped into their faces and their backsides, into their minds and their souls. And the couple were very much in love, very much in lust. And he spent again to become as she squeezed him. And we leave them now here in the midst of traffic as they expect to go home. And she expects, fully expects, to be taken across his lap for an OTK spanking and then being licked to orgasm by his strong, mature, eager tongue. He is a closet yogi and he doesn't waste his semen. Even as she squeezes his balls, he chants, Jai Prabhu Tejas, victory Lord Semen. And when he spanks her ass, he chants, Jai Devi Nityamba, a victory goddess of buttocks. Jai Devi Nityamba, Jai Prabhu Tejas, Jai Devi Nityamba, Jai Prabhu Tejas, victory goddess buttocks, victory Lord Semen. Amen. Om Shanti. Signing off, Ashok Nair.